From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Federal immigration authorities in Florida have detained Cuban exile and accused terrorist Luis Posada Carriles. Posada is a former CIA operative dating back to the failed Bay of Pigs invasion. He caused a stir last month after he snuck into the U.S. and applied for political asylum. He's been implicated in a plot to assassinate Fidel Castro. He served time in a Venezuelan prison for the bombing of a Cuban airliner that killed 73 people. And he was linked to the 1997 bombings of Cuban tourist sites. Miami Herald staff writer Oscar Corral is following this story. First, what can you tell us about what's happened with Posada since he was arrested today?
Well, today has been quite a wild ride here in Miami. As you know, he was arrested shortly after granting a news conference to a select group of media. And we were under the impression after the press conference that he would be leaving the country shortly after withdrawing his asylum application. However, it didn't turn out that way. Soon after, it was all over television here, and it was announced that he had been arrested. And that obviously changed his plans and turned this story in a very different direction.
Mm-hmm. And since that arrest, what's happened to him since?
Apparently, he was taken in a helicopter to an undisclosed location, maybe Homestead Air Force Base down in South Dade. And from there, his attorney says he was put on an airplane and taken somewhere else. So there really is no way to know where Posada Carriles is right now. The government is keeping a very tight-lipped position on this, and they're just not letting people know where he is at this moment.
But the thinking is that he still is within U.S. custody. He hasn't been turned over, say, to another government.
Absolutely not. The Department of Homeland Security made it clear in their statement that they did not intend to turn Mr. Posada Carriles over to any foreign government at the moment. In fact, they purposely singled out Cuba to say that they had no intention to send Posada Carriles to Cuba at this moment.
You mentioned that that Mr. Posada had a news conference this morning. It was a strange thing that he did, since he has been keeping a very low profile, staying under the radar since he's come to this country.
It was actually a rare meeting with Posada Carriles this morning. As you know, the Herald met with him privately in an exclusive interview last week, and we spent a couple of hours with him. And he told us about his journey to Miami and some controversial things that may have been embarrassing to the Department of Homeland Security. And we believe that that interview, along with today's meeting with media, may have contributed to Homeland Security's decision to act today.
You say it would be embarrassing for Homeland Security. He is an accused terrorist, but he told you he was able to come right across the border from Mexico.
Exactly. He not only crossed the border from Mexico, according to him, without any problem. He also told the Herald that in Fort Lauderdale, as a Greyhound bus was making its way down to Miami, federal immigration agents boarded the bus and asked the few people that were still on board for documents to check for undocumented immigrants. He's told us that Homeland Security officials carried away or arrested or detained a couple of Mexican immigrants he had been hanging out with on the bus. And when they came to him to ask him for his papers, he acted like a senile old man and was able to thwart their attention.
What did he say in that interview with you last week about his role in these crimes that he's accused of?
He denies playing any role whatsoever in the airliner bombing in 1976. He also would neither confirm nor deny that he took part in the string of bombings in tourist sites in Cuba in 1997. He told us that he would rather leave that to history.
There were big protests in Havana today demanding his arrest before it happened. Venezuela wants his extradition. What do you think is the most likely scenario for what happens to Posada, where he ends up?
We do not believe that Posada will be extradited to Venezuela or deported to Cuba based on certain factors, one of them being that Posada Carriles was already tried and acquitted twice in Venezuela for the airliner bombing, and he escaped from prison while awaiting a prosecutor's appeal. So his attorney says, well, how many bites at the apple does Venezuela want? Apparently, Homeland Security may be concerned that Venezuela wants his extradition on behalf of Cuba to turn him over to the Cuban government, where he would face a firing squad. There is very little reason to believe that the United States government will send him to either Venezuela or Cuba.
This does put the U.S. government in an interesting spot. He does have this long-standing, even though it was eventually broken, long-standing connection with the CIA. The government has deep ties with the Cuban exile community, but he also has this list of terrorist charges against him.
Posada was ready to walk out of the United States today after meeting with the media. By arresting him, there's no question that the United States has opened up another Pandora's box with Posada.
Oscar Corral is a staff writer for the Miami Herald. Mr. Corral, thanks very much.
Thank you.